Yes, birth or marriage, sir?
I said birth.
Are you over the age of retirement or are you still working, sir?
I'm still working.
And how old are you, sir?
I'm 45.
And what's your occupation, sir?
I am a computer scientist.
Oh, wonderful. Do you currently live with your wife, extended family, or by yourself, sir?
I live with my wife.
Would you like your delivery today to be strictly private and confidential, or would you like it to be published in the media?
I always should keep it private.
Okay, well, we're definitely going to keep your business private and confidential on our end. Is this your cell phone or your landline, sir?
This is my cell phone.
All righty, sir. Well, your prize has been already awarded, and you should receive this today. What you would have to do, sir, is because your winnings is over $10 million here in the state, you would have to take in care of a small tax on your delivery, which will cover all your fees attached to your winnings. And
okay.
This will have to be paid.
Yes. Can I pay by credit card?
Credit card. No, you would have, instead of the credit card, sir, you would have to purchase the card. So instead of using your personal credit card, because our company, we don't take private personal information like bank information or credit card information here. So what we do, we just let the winners purchase a claims card, which is like a gift card. So we take those numbers instead of the personal numbers from the winner's credit or debit card or any personal information like their bank account. So we don't do that anymore. So you would have to purchase your claims card, and you could do that at the Walgreens or the CVS store or Dollar General. How far away are you from any of those stores, sir?
I think they just closed the Walgreens near here. I don't know where the Dollar General is. I'll have to look into that. I'm sure one of those is probably not too far.
Okay, but how about the CVS?
Oh, yeah, there's a CVS in town.
All right. All righty, sir. So what you're going to do, you're going to grab a Money Pack scratch card. Please write it down, sir.
Oh, a Money Pack scratch card? Okay.
Yes, sir. So we registered with those numbers because, as I said before, our company, we don't take personal information.
So not a Mega Millions sweepstakes card. So all of those cards I have are not going to help in this situation.
No, you have what type of card, sir?
I got Mega Millions sweepstakes. I figured that's how I got entered.
Yes, that's correct. What happened?
I got a stack of Mega Millions sweepstakes. I've been playing that for a while.
Okay, and when did you acquire the last one?
I don't know, like 3 weeks ago?
A few weeks ago, okay. All righty. Well, the reason we don't use those for registration is because they're not at the purpose of registration, so you would have to get either the Money Pack scratch card, sir, or the Amazon gift card, because those are the two fastest ways to get yourself registered here in the system so the delivery can be outnumbered to you. Do you want me to spell it for you so you could look for that card at the store, the Money Pack scratch card?
No, I have it written down.
You're
Money
not
Pack scratch card. But here's the question. So is this the only tax I have to pay? I don't have to pay any like income tax on the millions of dollars?
No, because it's a bonus winnings, my company, once you get registered today, you won't have to incur any taxes from the state or the IRS, sir. So once you make a claims today, because today is the day that your delivery is scheduled to be outnumbered, and today is your delivery time. So once you purchase this card, sir, you won't have to take in care of those once everything is registered in time today. So if you don't get the Money Pack scratch card, sir, you just picked up the Amazon gift card, okay? So please write that down.
Okay. So how much do I need on that to pay for the bonus tax, you said?
Everything will everything will come up to a final total of $499.50, which is almost $500. So you get it for $500. And it will cost you probably about $5 or so to get it loaded on. So it's probably about $505, $507. So please repeat back the cards because I don't want no mistakes. I want everything to go smoothly because we want everything to be on time. If repeat the cards that you're going to purchase, sir?
Yes. You said money pack scratch cards or Amazon gift cards?
Yes, but try to get the money pack scratch card first. And if you don't get that, you get the Amazon gift card. I'm going to start everything here in the system for you right now. How long do you think it will take you, sir?
Not very long. But what do I do if they ask me if I'm being scammed? Like, what story should I tell them? Like, I'm buying a car, or I'm repaying a cousin. What do I tell them at the register?
So, what do you mean? What do you tell them?
Well, whenever I buy like gift cards like this, they always ask me like, "Are you being scammed? Are you like what are you using these gift cards
for?" Okay, well, all you need to do, you don't tell them your business because they're very nosy. So all you need to know, you let them know you need this card. If they ask you, you let them know it's for your friend or your little brother or something. You don't have to tell them your business.
Okay. Well, then thanks.
All right.
So then after I get the cards, when do I call? I call this number you gave me back, the 775-208-9213. I'll call you back with the cards.
Yes,
to get my 17.
Sir,
my Cadillac.
Listen, please.
Yes, I'm listening.
Which Cadillac, sir? Who told you about a Cadillac?
Didn't you tell me I was getting a Cadillac? I thought you said I was getting $17.5 million in a Cadillac.
I thought you wrote down that you're supposed to receive a Mercedes, sir.
Oh, my bad. I wrote down Cadillac. I think that was wishful thinking.
Sir, if you're not interested, you don't have to waste my time. You could just let me know, okay?
Interested in what? I don't know what you mean.
No, I'm saying if you're not interested to claim your prize today, you don't have to waste our time. You could just let us know if you're not interested to claim it, sir.
Interested to claim? Well, I got to pick up the cards, and then I guess I'll be interested. I don't know. I'm not sure how that goes, but my goal is to get this $17 million and a Mercedes.
Sorry, okay, sir. And how long you said it will take you to go to the store? Because I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to stay on the line with you. Because
you want to stay on the line the whole time? Okay. Hang on. Well, I'm still in my pajamas. I got to sleep in this morning. So give me a second to get dressed. Hang on a second.
How long would you need?
I don't know, like 5-10 minutes. I don't need a shower or nothing. I just need to put some clothes on. So,
okay. Well, you don't have to hang up. Is it okay if I stay on the line with you until we get this trimmed out so we could know we're on the same page?
Sure. You? I appreciate it. I guess like this is the kind of handling I get when there's so much money on the line.
Okay. And how much percentage is on your battery?
On my what?
On your phone battery, how much percent is on your phone? Because I want to make sure.
Well, it's still plugged in, to be honest. I haven't, like I said, I haven't left yet. I'm still in my pajamas. So, yeah.
Okay. So, how much? Check and tell me how much you have there. How much percentage on your batteries?
It's 100%. Like I said, it's still plugged in.
Okay, so what do you want me to do? Wait on the line until you get dressed and ready?
Well, I mean, that's what you said. You wanted to stay the whole time while I get the cards. So, I mean, it's going to take me a minute.
If that's okay with you.
Yeah, if you wanted to. Hey, it's your time.
Okay,
I'll get dressed and I'll get down in the car. Hang on.
Okay.
All right, I'm all dressed. I just got to find my keys. And my shoes.
Okay, sir, I'm right here, dear.
I'm all dressed. I just gotta get my keys and my shoes. And then you said go to a CVS. Right.
We also use this because We also use the United States Postal Service for the same purpose. Because there's a
post office walking distance. I can just walk around the corner to the post office.
Okay, wonderful. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you the name of the licensed financial officer who is authorized to receive all payments on behalf of the company. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to provide that for you, the name and the address. His name is Mr. Sanders. He's the licensed financial officer. He's certified to collect all financial payments.
You said Mr. Sanders.
On behalf of the company. Yes, if it's a small amount like this, $500, then we send it to Mr. Sanders. If it's larger amounts, normally what we do, we just use the Bank of America to do a deposit. But like how it's only $500, we just going to let you purchase the money, a money order. Are you familiar with the money order at the post office,
sir? Oh, yeah. Isn't that a physical like thing? It's like a check.
Yes.
Then how do I get it to Mr. Sanders?
You would have to overnight express mailed it. That's for probably about $20-something to do so.
Oh wow, okay. So what's the address for Mr. Sanders?
Do you want to write it down or you want me to just text it to yourself, sir?
Oh yeah, that works too. Yeah, I was ready to write it down, but you can text it, save me the trouble.
Okay, hold on 1 second, sir. Okay, check your messages, see if you see the information.
I know, I just got it.
Alrighty, yep. So you're going to put Mr. Sanders' name on the money order because it's going to him, and you put the name correctly there, and then you mailed it overnight express to the address there. You see the address of where he works
from? I do
indeed. And then you're going to get... Yes, and you're gonna get two receipts. You're gonna get one for the money order, and you're gonna get one for the mailed, the overnight express, and then that you're gonna need both of them because we're gonna need them when we got there, and also your identification. Repeat the address you see there on your phone, sir. So I made sure.
Sure, it's 4840 West Hayden Avenue, Chicago, Illinois.
Wonderful. And you see the zip code?
Right? Yeah, 60651.
All righty, sir. So you need to get moving now. Is there a celebratory drink you'd like us to take for you?
I'm good. Just me and my coconut water. Oh, cool. So I'll take care of this. And you want me to text the receipts to you, or do you just want to, you'll contact me with the next step?
No, I'm going to stay. No, I want to make sure everything is going
smoothly. Oh, you'll stay on the line the whole time. Okay, no worries. Okay,
yes.
So I'm going to head out to the post office right now.
Okay, wonderful. And please remember to keep your business private and confidential. And you don't want persons to know about your business that you're going to receive so much money, because in the United States here, there's been a lot of home invasions, a lot of robberies in the past few years. So we're keeping everything strictly between you and the general manager here. And you talk to no one if it's not Mr. David Sawyers Anderson from from my numbers. You have my number, 775-208-9213, right?
Yeah.
Okay, is that your other phone ringing?
No.
Oh,
I just alert. I get a lot of alerts. Sorry.
Okay, is this your only number or you have a different number?
It wasn't my primary number. I got a business line, but no one calls me on that, or very few.
Okay, so do you want us to do all our talking or until this is all over on the business line?
Well, the business line isn't a mobile. So if you want to come with me to the post office, then we better stay on my mobile.
All righty. Okay. All right. Well, let me know when you get in the car and you leave.
Oh, no. It was the post office. It's just around the corner. I'll walk.
Oh, you're going to walk? Okay. Okay. Well, just let me know when you're there.
Okay. No worries.
Okay. So how much minutes is it going to take you to get there?
I mean, if it takes 10, I'd be surprised.
So why are you going to walk for 10? Why are you going to walk for 10 minutes?
to stay healthy, and because it'll take me half that long just to find parking.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to the post office. I'm not going to some place with a parking lot.
Okay. Well, I'm just curious why you wanted to walk. I'm probably thinking probably you're going to get sweaty and stuff, you know?
I shouldn't be in the sun too long. Oh, but that reminds me, I should put sunscreen on. Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, it's not too hot out.
Uh-huh.
It's still a lovely day.
Okay, well, I don't want you to be getting any sunburns or anything, so I'm happy you got your sunscreen there.
Yeah, I appreciate the reminder. I always forget that, and then I come back as a tomato.
Okay, you very charismatic. I like your personality. You know, you have a nice vibe about you, sir.
Well, I mean, you gave me good news. How can I be having a bad day, right?
Well, you should have been notified almost 3 weeks ago, to be honest.
That is a mystery. I guess I can ask when I get to the post office. Maybe they'll know.
Ask for what?
About the missing correspondence.
Oh, well, since we have you on the line now and we already got in contact, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to ask about any mails because I'm already on the line. And
if I missed that correspondence, what other correspondence could I have missed? I mean, maybe I won the publisher's clearinghouse.
Sir, come on.
I mean, I didn't know about this. This is surprising. Although I never really entered the publisher's clearinghouse, so.
Oh, that's right. But, sometimes the planes that transport these mails, sometimes mails get lost in the system. Like, they don't reach to the final post office. So sometimes, that's why I'm saying you don't have to say anything to the post office because probably they never received it in the first place. Who knows? So, you know?
It's a mystery.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And what type of car do you drive now, sir?
Oh, I drive a Chevy Bolt.
Oh, okay. So have you ever driven a Mercedes before?
I have a friend who has an old biodiesel, but I don't think that's quite the same.
Yes, I'm going to send you a picture of your Mercedes so you could take a look, okay?
Very exciting.
It's not one of the 26, like, it's not one of the... it's not like the GLEs or those types, but it's a pretty nice one. I'm going to send it to you right now. Hold on.
Oh, nice.
Okay. It's a silver. Let me know if you like it.
Hang on. I'll wait till it comes in.
Okay.
Oh, man, that looks really sweet. I can't wait to ride it.
Oh, my God. I like how you say that, you know? I like how you say that, sir. Okay?
Yeah, sorry, it's kind of noisy. I didn't quite hear that. Sorry.
No, I'm saying I like how you spoke a while ago when you said you can't wait to get in and ride your car.
I hear ya. No, I appreciate it.
Okay, all righty. So, just to recap, so when you reach there, you know what to do. So you could give me a recap of what you're going to do, sir, so we make sure everything goes smoothly today. Yes, are you hearing me?
Hello?
Sorry, what was that?
Hello, sir.
Yeah. What's up?
Okay. Could you recap of what you're going to do so we make sure everything goes smoothly, sir?
Oh, sure. I have the notes on my phone, so I got to put you on speaker. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to go make a... No, don't David. Sorry, Edward Sanders postal money order.
Yes, sir. And you're going to and how are you going to mail it?
Next day, you said?
Overnight Express.
Overnight Express. Gotcha.
Yes, and it's going to cost you about $20-something dollars to get it done. And remember to put the name on it, the money order. You should, when you purchase it, you're going to put the name on it so you make sure it goes to the licensed financial officer, okay?
Okay. That sounds good.
All righty.
No, I'm
okay,
on.
Okay, how far away are you now?
Maybe 100 feet.
Okay, maybe like 100 feet. Okay, because when you get close, you're just going to put the phone in your pocket, in your top pocket, and I'll be able to hear on the line what you're doing. You're not going to speak to me while you're there. You just do what you have to do. You are very smart, and you know what to do. And when you got everything done and you got your receipts, you just let them show you your tracking number for the mail, for the Overnight Express. And then when on your way back home, we could talk further, okay?
Okay.
All right. Is there any questions or you everything is fine by you?
Oh, no, I understand.
All righty, sir. And it's a pleasure. And I look forward to meeting you, sir. And I'm really happy that you're the one who received this prize. And God has opened this wonderful opportunity for you, sir. And I'm pretty pleased about that because not everyone who we delivered winnings to, we really like that they won because you have some very rich people who are very disrespectful and very ignorant. And I don't like dealing with persons like those, to be honest. You seem like a very nice guy. And I like your charisma. I like your the way you talk. And I'm really happy you have one, and I'm looking forward for you to receive it, this, sir, because I know you're going to spend your money wisely when you received it, okay?
Nah, I'm not going to spend it wisely. I'm going to spend it on hookers and blow.
Why?
No, I was just kidding. That's just what they say, right, in the movies?
I know you're going to invest and probably purchase a new home. Probably you're going to do a lot of good things.
Well, at least I won't need a fly.
I'm not worried,
right?
Well, if you don't like that Mercedes, then you could purchase a few different types of cars, you know, with the winnings, with some of the money from the winnings.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other can of worms. I don't like car dealerships.
Okay, so you like the Mercedes that I sent you? Okay, so you just put the phone, when you're going into the postal service, you can just let me know and put the phone in your pocket.
Honestly, there was a construction zone, and a little surprise construction stuff I wasn't prepared for, so I had to take a slight detour. I'm just a block out of my way. Stupid road construction. It would have been even harder in my car.
Oh, my God. Well, I know the little walk going to keep you healthy and keep you strong. So it's very good for your body, you know?
Oh, that reminds me. I should turn on the step counter. Oops. Ah, you're a barrel of reminders today, sir. I appreciate that. Should have brought some water. I guess I'll make a stop on the way back.
Okay. Go, cool, locos. Okay, let me know what's going on, sir.
Sorry, there's a lot of cars passing by. What was that?
How far are you away now?
Like 200 feet. Okay, yeah, you got to make. But there's one light, so I got to wait for a light. I just got to cross the street and make
a
left.
But you're on the sidewalk. You're on the sidewalk walking.
Yeah. But he's still got to wait for the little, like, walkie dude.
Okay, all right. Oh, you're going to cross an intersection or the road?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not quite to it yet, but I think if it might be timed perfectly. When I get to it, it will turn green. I'm just manifesting.
Okay. Well, you be safe. You be safe, and you looked out of your eyes pretty good there.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for the walkie guy. You don't want to die right before becoming a millionaire.
But I don't think you're that bad enough that
something could happen to you
you're
not worried about it. I don't think you're that bad of a luck guy, to be honest.
The light turned, but can I make it to it in time?
Huh?
It's gonna be close, but I think I'll do it. Oh, 10 seconds. Got me. Oh, I forgot it's Monday. Sorry.
Huh?
The cafe next door to the post office is closed, so no water or drinks for me after this. But all right.
Oh.
I'll get putting you in my...
Okay. Okay, you're getting ready to go inside
all right,
now?
Heading into the post office.
Okay, put the phone in your pocket.
Gotcha.
All righty.
Okay. Oh,
I'm sorry.
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 Hello,
hello. Heart rate 144 beats per minute. Recycling.
No. I spray water. I am. I'm here to get a postal order and a priority overnight. $500, okay.
$500, okay. Hang on.
Now, one more thing. I just